producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, that's a great idea to do that. Whatever it is that's on your mind, that we have less than 3 weeks till Christmas, which is just alarming.
It's crazy.
And maybe it's not alarming to you. It's alarming for me.
Me too, yeah.
Which means that we're less than 4 weeks from the end of the year. That's equally alarming.
Yes, it is. So, that kind of shocks me now that you said that.
Exactly.
I wasn't thinking about it, yeah.
I know. It's let's deny everything. All right, so today's sort of moral, and I don't necessarily always have kind of a moral. I mean, other people do subjects, right? They'll do, today we're going to talk about Obama's health care plan, and then let everybody yell and scream. That isn't what I do. First of all, you guys get to determine content to a very large extent because whatever your emails or your calls are. And one of the interesting things Shane and I have noticed is now that we started doing emails more regularly, we're getting a lot more emails. Did you notice that, Shane?
Yeah, definitely.
Which is great.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not my fave, to be quite honest. My fave is still a phone call.
Yeah.
But it's certainly, it's second in terms of ways to interact, because as opposed to Facebook, which I'm delighted that you guys interact on, and you always give me more than I expected, but it's still my sort of saying, okay, is this what you're interested in, as opposed to your phone calls or your emails, which is saying, Brown, focus on this for me, which I appreciate. And I think we've also said, I don't know what we did with it. I think we got it lost in the mist of time, so maybe we'll do it again after the first of the year.
Sure.
Of saying, be a program director. I said, just tell me what you want me to talk about. And we got hundreds of responses.
Yeah.
And we probably dealt with about 25 or 30 of them. But and then the problem about Facebook is, as Shane points out, just logistically and mechanically, things get kind of, I guess they get archived, but we don't know where to find them. So we'll do that again, though, especially if whatever you wrote to me, whatever, 4 or 5 months ago, I didn't get to. So we'll do that again. We'll give you another opportunity. But so today's, I digress myself. So today's kind of bumper sticker is, every once in a while, it's a really good idea to get out of your comfort zone. All right? And, that's not exactly, oh, my gosh, did you hear what she said? I know. But I'm going to give you a personal example, because I would view myself as essentially not having a comfort zone to a very large extent. Because, look, I take phone calls from you guys having no idea what you're going to ask me, right? I mean, that's not exactly the world's most, and it's not exactly like a rut, right? Because I have no idea. And that means that I have to be reactive to whatever you're asking me and responsive. And I've made my whole career that way, and I love that. I mean, I'd love that I have no idea what I'm going to be talking about next, or who I'm going to be talking about, or what subject, or whether we're talking about engagement rings or aliens. And I have no idea. And for me, that's always been the appeal and the fun. All right, so I would not view myself as a particularly regimented person until something happens, and I think, huh. All right, so let me tell you what it was. Let me tell you the outcome of it. So, as I've mentioned gobs of times, it's a very busy movie time of year, right? So, and because I have a day job, hello, folks, and I also cover theater, scheduling becomes incredibly nutty, all right? And I took a weekend off and went and saw my mom, and I actually do have somewhat of a personal life. Okay, not much. So every once in a while, there are like 14,000 things at the same time. And so because I've been doing this for a while, I know most of the publicists, and I'll say, look, I hate to be a pain in the neck, but I can't, is there some other time I can do this? So as a result of that, I've gone to a couple of movies in what's called a junket screening. A junket screening is a very specialized kind of thing where they have reviewers from all over the world, literally, come either here or, I mean, for example, the junket for The Hobbit, which I saw here, they sent a whole bunch of people to London. Now, to be quite honest, I'd much rather see it here. The idea of traveling 8 hours each direction to see a movie.
Yikes, yeah.
Not my thing. A free trip to London? cool. But a free trip to London, if you're going to be there for a week or see friends or be a tourist, not for a movie. And I am in the minority. Most of my colleagues are delighted about doing that. I'm not. I have a job. I have a life. So at any rate, but I've been to a couple of junkets lately. And the thing about a junket is quite often they have the director or the stars or the writer. And so as I mentioned last year, around this time, I got to meet the director and the writer for Gravity, which was really fun. They had a breakfast and whatever. All right. So they sent me an invite for this morning at 8:30 in the morning at a place that's not anywhere near my house.
Oh, man.
For breakfast with Bradley Cooper. Okay. Now let's look at this carefully. Bradley Cooper, cute guy. Right? Not only in American Sniper, but also in Elephant Man on Broadway, which I'm going to see next week, which means I'll review it for you next week.
And from a guy's point of view, a real man's man kind of actor, you know?
Yeah. Yep. And somebody who's really got, this is his first really starring role in a drama as opposed to a romantic lead or something of that
sort. Right.
He's also got a match with Jennifer Lawrence coming out next year, but this is a big deal. Clint Eastwood being the director. Very violent movie. Based on true story. Chris Kyle. And to be quite honest, all right, I'll tell you more. So they're saying, can you come? And I'm saying, oh, guys, it's so early. And, you know, these things... You know, the idea of a free breakfast isn't all that appealing, to be quite honest. Even I can buy an Egg McMuffin.
Right.
But the publicist is, I mean, because I know all these people, and they're saying things like, we'd really love you to come. Well, I'm really susceptible to that kind of thing. Oh, you like me? What? All right. To make a long, stupid story, back and forth, and she said, did you like the movie? And I said, I don't think that's what Clint had in mind, but I think it's one of the best anti-war movies that's come along in a long time. It's not exactly who Clint Eastwood is, I don't think. So finally, I said, I'll tell you what, I'll make you a deal. I'll see what time I wake up in the morning. So, of course, you know, guilt girl here. So I got up. The trains weren't running. So I'm not only up early in the morning, banging into doors, because, you know, I'm not, you know, an early morning person. And I was at a junket last night. So, all right, I finally get there. First of all, I walk in and they say, four of the women say, you made it. This is very cool, right? That you walk into a place and people are actually glad you're there. I mean, how cool is that? Number one. Number two, I will get to the point, which is Bradley Cooper came in about, you know, 20 minutes later. And he took off his hat and his hair looked like a cyclone had, like, you know, a tornado had just come through. Man has got a lot of hair. He's a very attractive man. And his hair looked unbelievably weird. I mean, weird, like ridiculous, horrible, like, oh my goodness, does he? So he's talking, so the first, he comes in the door, and what happens at these things is the first people he runs into sort of grab him, because he's a, you know, he's a big deal. So I wait about 30 seconds, and I go over, and I said, excuse me, but no man will ever tell you this, but your hair looks horrible.
You didn't.
I did. And he said, I know, I just got out of bed. And I said, do you want me to see if I can do something with it? And he said, knock yourself out. So I'm sitting there in a room full of people redoing Bradley's hair. And he has, first of all, he's got a huge amount of product on it. So it's not very susceptible, but it at least looked like a kind of a cool hair, almost style, as opposed to, oh my God, does he know? First, the two guys thought it was hilarious. He thought, he was lovely about it. And so then I walk away, and he came over and talked to me later. And, because people are saying, did you really do that? So he comes over, and we're talking about the movie. And he said, did you like the movie? Which is a tough question. And I was honest. I said, I thought you were terrific in it. But I thought that it was probably one of the goriest movies I've ever seen, and an anti-war movie. And he said, well, why did you think that? Which is a really nice thing to say. And I walked him through it. And he not only agreed with me, he added two more things. And he said, when I come to see him in Elephant Man, that I'm allowed to come backstage. I will finish up this story momentarily. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, folks. This is Alan Thicke, and if you're one of those millions of Americans who owes back taxes, if you get nervous when the mail comes because you might get a letter from the IRS, then you've heard. They're cracking down this year. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank account. Even your home or business could be up for grabs over unpaid taxes. It's all true. But it's also true that they're offering a new way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now is the time. If you qualify, the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Their team of attorneys and enrolled agents will get you the best deal possible. Optima has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-347-2410. That's 800-347-2410. 800-347-2410. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, 855-99-3-7569. All right, so I'm continuing the saga of getting out of your own way, of, you know, sort of getting out of your comfort zone, and having just sort of messed with Bradley Cooper's hair and talking with him about the movie, which he was, I mean, first of all, he's a really nice guy and he's very smart. And I said to him, you know, everybody is saying what a really nice person you are. And he said, this was not exactly his, I cleaned up his language a little bit, but he said, what kind of jerk would act like a jerk in this circumstance? And I said, you'd be surprised. Yeah. But, I mean, so he was absolutely charming. And it was just really fun. And no one could, I said, well, you know, you're a BFD. And he didn't know what that meant. So I explained to him it was a big fat deal.
Yeah, exactly, right.
I explained to him.
Sure.
So that was part one. And then part two is I was the guy that was talking with me with Bradley. It turns out I had run into last night at the Annie screening, and he's a big guy. And it turns out he's from Houston, which I overheard. And so I tapped him on the shoulder and I said, look, I'm a Rice girl, because Rice is in Houston. Would you be willing to take off your hat? Because this is a baseball cap on, and you can't see over a baseball cap, right? You can see around the head, but the bill is just, it's very hard to see around. And he said, no, but I'll move. And then afterwards, I ran into him again today, and I said, hey, thanks for being such a sweetie last night. And he said, oh, no problem. And we got to talking, and he said something about being on radio. And I said, yeah, me too. And I said, what's your name? And he said, Dave Morales. And I said, well, I've heard of you. And he said, who are you? And I said, Dr. Joy Brown. And he did that jaw drop thing. He said, you got to be kidding.
Nice.
I said, I don't think so. Yeah, it was right. He said, I know exactly who you are. Can we get a picture to take to send to my mother? And I said, I can do better than that. Let's call her. And we did.
Nice.
And I said, I think your son is just a charmer and a great Southern gentleman, except he has to learn to take that damn hat off. So she said, no, honey, he only takes it off in church. And I said, well, all right, I'll try and get him to church. I said, have him bring you up here to see Bradley. So that was sort of much fun, number two. And he said, well, let's do a selfie. And I said, no, you always look stupid in selfies. Let's use my phone. And so we took a picture. And he's on in Houston. He has a great radio voice, and he has a baseball cap.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's like a music jock. You know what I mean? But one of the bigger ones in the country, though.
Well, I'd heard his name. So
yeah. Well, and there is there's a recording artist also with the same name. So you might have been thinking of him too. But I'm not sure. But yeah, both of them are. I mean, he's a big enough deal too. But I'm sure you made his. His day for sure. That's awesome.
It was a jaw drop. That's such a fun thing to do if people say you're not. And I say, okay. So that was fun. And then in addition to that, wait a minute, I'm getting to the point, folks, that last night they had for the Annie, the Annie screening, they had a ugly sweater contest. All right, the first thing you have to understand about an ugly sweater contest is none of the women participated except one of the publicists, and she had on this horrible thing with reindeer on it. And I said, that's the world's ugliest shirt. And she said, I know, I hate it, I'm too hot. And I said, well, take it off. And she had something under, she had got this really great top underneath it. And I said, well, take it off. She did have a great top underneath it. And she said, what do I do? So I tied it around her shoulders. So she technically had it. But none of the women, I mean, none of us are going to show up in an ugly sweater, right?
Right.
And, you know, the problem about the guys is all of them owned that.
Yes.
Right?
Exactly.
All of them already had that. So they had a contest, and apparently the winner won $100. So I went up to the guy afterwards, and he apparently Target or Kmart, one or the other, I think it's Target, has an ugly sweatshirt booth or something. Did you know about that?
Oh, really? No, I haven't heard of this.
Yes, and apparently you can go up and you can design your own ugly Christmas shirt.
Oh, that's great. I love it. I need to do that.
So, and this one was truly ugly. It was bright red and had antlers and it had reindeer and he had little packages on it. And apparently the reindeer had a red nose on it that fell off. I mean, it was horrible. It was truly awful. And so I went up to him. I actually took a picture. Maybe I'll tell you what. I'll send you the picture and we'll put it up on the website. But then it turns out, to make it even better, that this guy is the new Mr. Movie Phone. Which I didn't even know there. Well, I actually didn't know that there was something that they were doing a new movie phone. He's this charming guy. He has a 20-month-old kid. He's just a sweetie pie. And he said, let's take a picture. I don't, you know, this is not my generation, folks. I hate having my picture taken.
Right. Anyway,
so we take a picture. And then he said, let's take a picture with just the two of us. And I said, okay. And he said, jump up on my back. Let's do piggyback. What? I am not a little, you know, lightweight, you know, 48-pound person. No, do it. So we did. So There are pictures of me floating around now on the piggyback on Mr. Movie Phone in the world's ugliest, the world's ugliest sweatshirt. And I did borrow his Santa hat. So there we go.
Nice.
So my point about all of this, Joy, can you get me the point on this, is that none of these things are things I ordinarily do. I avoid junkets because they're time-consuming. That meeting the actors is sometimes fun, but you know I review the movies, not the actors.
Yep.
And you know I'm busy. They're time consuming. Plus I'm really although I do get invited for them, I usually can't do the junkets because the interviews are usually at the same time I'm on the air. So, but for you know this was one of those things that on the first thing that I couldn't do that I wanted to see the movie. It's a big movie. It's a big winter holiday movie, and I wanted to see it so you guys would know about it. They were very nice accommodating it. There was also, I met some other sort of people that apparently people.com has just started a brand new website, and I met those people. And so it was really fun, and meeting somebody from Houston. And then today, last night was really a necessity, because I wouldn't have done it otherwise. Today was moving out of my comfort level, because you know, getting up early in the morning and going and doing anything before I go on the air, not my favorite thing. Eating breakfast that early, my stomach doesn't wake up for hours.
I'm the same way, yeah.
Yeah, come on. And, I mean, I think that I am not much of a groupie. I mean, I am a groupie, let's face it. But there's not much I can do with it. I mean, when I'm reviewing the movie, the fact that I met Bradley Cooper is nearly irrelevant, even though... And what the publicist said was, you liked the movie, didn't you? And so I wrote this whole long essay about yep. the fact that if it's a war movie, I hated it. If it's an anti-war movie, I thought it was terrific, because it makes the point so viscerally that war is so destructive to the warrior, to the warrior's family, to the culture in which we raise one another, that the only way to be a patriot is to be a warrior, and the only way to be a warrior is to be a killer. And there's something fundamentally wrong-headed about that. And that you take a decent human being and put him in that kind of situation, and post-traumatic stress disorder is not going to be problematical. It's going to be absolutely determined. So my point about this is, get out of your comfort level. Every once in a while you'll find something really fun and you can mess with Bradley Cooper's hair. 855, and I just got an email from the publicist saying, you were such fun. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, I still think we should make that across North America. I suppose we could sort of assume that America includes the United States and Canada. Certainly that's as far as I'm concerned. And we have stations in Hawaii and Alaska, so there. Ha ha. Maybe Central America. I don't know. We have a station in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, just going to say that. Yeah, so you could count that.
So let's say the entire Americas. Yeah. Maybe that's what we just do. Instead of making Herd Across America, just Herd Across America.
Well, that's technically still North America, though, so.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I'm just being technical. Shauna, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Brown. I'm so happy to talk to you. I listen to your podcast every day in the mornings. I'm getting ready for work. Anyway, it's nice to get an excuse to call you. So today I was talking to one of my coworkers, and I tried to channel you, and I think I did a pretty good job, but I am feeling like we need a little more guidance. So here's what's happened. She's new to our work. I'm a teacher, and okay. She likes to bake, and she bakes a lot of yummy goodies, and today she happened to give me some, which I was really happy about. They were delicious, and I complimented her on them. And then mentioned it was something I made that was similar, but I stopped making because one year I had given them as gifts to my colleagues, and one of my colleagues loved them and wanted the recipe, and I gave them to her. Well, the next year, as I'm distributing them in the mailbox, I noticed that she had put one in my mailbox of my same recipe to me, and then she had already had all of hers put in the mailboxes to the rest of the staff when I was there with my bag to fill their mailboxes. So I had confronted her in a nice way, kind of, she's a friend. I was like, well, what? She's like, well, it's just food. Get over it. So when I told my friend today that story, she says she has the same problem, that she does not share recipes because she has a similar situation at a Thanksgiving where our sister-in-law brought the same salsa that she already prepared.
Yeah.
And so we want to know what our tagline should be because I tried like, stupid and cheerful, but you can come across rude if you don't, you know, what's in this? Well, isn't it a nice day today? Or, oh, I don't share recipes. Sounds really rude.
No, I'm good.
So
what was your solution? What was your...
I thought it, well, to tell her, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought since she's new, that she can say, oh, I don't write recipes down. I just threw in and to list ingredients that are obvious, like, you know, some chocolate and some graham crackers.
Yeah, it won't work. Because yeah, they'll say, okay, well, just sort of estimate
memory,
it for me.
Right, exactly.
All right, yeah. No, here's what I'd say. I think we adopt at least the facade, the facial expression of stupid and cheerful. But what we say is, you know, I'd really love to tell you, but I swore to my grandmother, who swore to her grandmother on their deathbed, would never divulge any of it. And not only can we not divulge it, but they put a curse on us if we told anybody. And they said that if we ever told anybody, not only would our stuff never work out, but theirs wouldn't either.
That is good.
Well, it's a little outrageous, and I just made it up.
Well, maybe not go that far as a curse, but to say, like...
Oh, no. I think the curse has to be part of it.
What?
Because, yeah, the point being that we're saying, look, Cookie, I'm not going to tell you.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
you know, it's my special kind of thing, and you know, I'm just, you know, I want to keep it my family recipe. And I think saying swear, you know, I swore.
Yeah, yeah.
She swore to her mother, I swore to mine. And so, the whole idea of the family curse, I'm not sure it's real, but I'm not brave enough to try. And
okay.
The thing is, if you do it without the curse, then they'll think that maybe you're being sarcastic. At some point, taking things over the top gives you, believe it or not, a great deal more, you know, more latitude than not.
That is so funny. That's really good.
So
because she does bake a lot. So this grandmother must have been a prolific baker because this woman, this new, this imaginary grandmother, because this new colleague of mine brings goodies in every week after she's baked on the weekends. So she'll have to sort of say a blanket statement.
Well, she may also want to have one or two that she does. She may want to have, and she, look, what I would do if I were her, because it sounds like you have a couple of recipes that you have a great deal of commitment to. I would have her go through her recipes, and because there may be a couple she's taken from, you know, The Joy of Cooking or, you know, a family cookbook or something. So they may be, and she could say, well, I got it online, which is very helpful, of any of the ones that she uses. And what she could do is print up a couple of recipes, you know, just print them out of ones that she doesn't care enormously about or ones that she took from somebody else. And she can say, you know, I can't give you that one, but I can give you this one.
Give you this one. Because that's what happened with someone claiming the thing as their own later on. And it seems kind of petty to even worry about that, to say,
well,
who cares.
But it's your kind of thing. And if it's your kind of thing, then you're allowed to keep it as your kind of thing. I actually know, believe it or not, this is not an uncommon kind of thing. Every once in a while, believe it or not, I actually have there's a cookbook in which my recipe is there. And someone once said to me, you know, if you give your recipes away, I'm not that good a cook. They said, always leave one ingredient out.
Yes,
but that seems to me, that seems
cruel
to be a little
unusual.
Petty and tacky. Yeah. So, I mean, and not very honest. I'd much rather do the family cursing.
I love it.
Yeah, and my thing, and the other thing I suppose you could do is say, I'll tell you what, I'll give you the recipe, if every time you bake, you give me part of it.
Yeah, that's true. Except I will say that the things that are being reproduced that I have had that were mine, are, and it's been told to me, don't taste as good as mine. Which is, or she said the same thing about this salsa that was brought to the Thanksgiving. That her father looked at the two dishes and said, "Who brought that one? That one's not yours." But there was the same ingredients, the same recipe. Like, what is that about? Because has that ever happened where you have two?
It's with love. Well, yeah, because look, the temperature can be a little different.
Yeah,
Very.
The love. It's the love.
Whether you buy a really expensive olive oil or really inexpensive olive oil, so there are going to be some variations. But I, you know, a lot of people really feel very strongly that this is my thing. This is my creed. In fact, I know everything is movies this week. There's a movie out called Big Eyes, which is about Margaret Keane. Now you may or may not recognize the name, but you'd recognize she's the one who did the Big Eye sort of little orphans kind of thing. And it turns out that most people don't know about Margaret Keane, they know about Walter Keane. And that's the whole movie, that it's got Amy Adams and Christoph Waltz in it. And the idea is that she made these little waifs. And he said, no one will ever buy from a woman artist, and you don't know how to publicize these, so I'll do it. And then he put his name on it. And so she lived, and at one point, the Keane prints were the most... he sold more than anybody else in the country. He was the most prolific and well-paid artist, except that they were all hers, that he couldn't paint at all. And he was the one, before Andy Warhol, that figured out how to make a lot of money by selling posters and postcards and lithographs and whatever. So the point is, this was a big deal. And he tried to convince her that it was not, you know, that her, the fact that, that she, the fun for her should be making them, not getting credit for it. And she eventually divorced him and sued him for it.
Oh, geez.
So the point being,
it matters. Yeah.
That it matters, number one. Number two, that cooking, like any kind of artistic endeavor, is an expression of self and what you bring to the party and how you do it. And therefore, it's okay to be possessive about it. And to not want someone else to necessarily take credit for it.
Yeah.
But as I said, I would do my grandmother's
That's
curse
perfect.
Before I would leave some element out.
That's perfect, because then it answers the question of I'm acknowledging you're asking me. I really, you know, I cannot because of this situation. My grandmother.
Yeah, exactly.
And
they're not going to be sure that you're serious, but they're not going to be sure that you're not. And that's the point.
Yeah.
Right. That's how you allow social interaction to occur without hostility and without aggression.
I knew you would have the answer. You always have the answer, or a answer. But
right. So what was your yummy thing that you made? And I assume you're going to tell us the recipe on the air. No, I know.
Actually, right. It was white chocolate popcorn, which really didn't have much to it. It was just the fact that she sort of started giving it out, and you know, it was my yearly treat. And then it became that was shocking.
All right, but here's the lesson I think you get to learn from this. This was and this falls directly into what I was talking about before. Getting out of our comfort zone, that you're known for your white chocolate popcorn this year, because she kind of went up to you, and it doesn't have to be for this year, it can be next year. You get to figure out something different, because this is something you're used to. You get to experiment with it. You can make cheddar cheese popcorn. You can move out of popcorn completely. This is the universe's way of saying, Shauna,
time to move
this
on.
This is your thing. You'll always have this, but wouldn't it be fun to try something different?
Yes. Yep. I like it.
All right.
Well, thank you so very much.
You're welcome. And say hi to your grandmother and tell her not to curse me. Sorry.
Yeah, right. I will.
Thanks, Donna. You know, I just made that up. I've been asked the question before, but not in exactly that way. So we had to figure out a slightly different answer. And no one's actually asked for my recipes. Of course, I give my recipes out of my frozen yogurt. You take yogurt, put it in a glass container, and put it in the freezer for 20 minutes. Nobody views that as a recipe. Well, shame on you guys. And I do give it out freely without curse. Sorry, I just crack myself up sometimes. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hey guys, I want to tell you about a really cool company. It's Casper.com, like the ghost, C-A-S-P-E-R. Three guys have created an outrageously comfortable mattress, and here's the best part. They'll give you 100 nights to sleep on it. Totally risk-free. If you don't love this mattress, Casper will pick it up in-home and refund you for everything. No hassles. The holidays are here, and you deserve the gift of a great night's sleep. That's what you get on a Casper mattress, and the only place to get this mattress is at Casper.com. You're going to love it, getting the best night's sleep you've ever had. Hey, don't get ripped off with a store-bought mattress that'll set you back a few $1,000s. Every size Casper mattress is totally affordable. Try your Casper mattress for 100 nights risk-free with free shipping and returns from Casper.com. For an exclusive offer, use my referral code, DrJoy, to get $50 off toward the purchase of your Casper. Casper.com, code DrJoy.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
So you've been listening to pharmacist Ben and Dr. Wallach for a long time now, and you're wondering if Youngevity really works. Hi, my name is Adam. I'm an employee at GCN, and I've been using Youngevity products for over 2 years now. Call me today to hear my story at 612-695-5982. You too can lose weight, experience increased energy, and feel better about yourself and the future of your family. Call today, 612-695-5982. That's 612-695-5982.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, if you've been inspired by this, by the program today, I Googled ugly Christmas sweater, and you cannot believe how many things come up.
Oh, I bet, yeah.
All right, but Kmart, which is where my friend came from, they have, for $25, he said it was 10, but maybe he got a special deal. And you get a 5% off. Ugly Christmas sweater box kit in red. If you buy one and get one, 50% off. So if you get two, that would be $37, right? $37.50. So that would be about a third, you know, what is that? A third off. Yeah, so it's about $20, a little less than that.
I see Target has similar deals right now too, so I guess they're both doing it.
Yeah, this is Target. Did I say
you said Kmart. Yeah, okay.
Sorry. Amazon has one too. They have an ugly Christmas sweater box kit in green. And these are seriously ugly.
Yeah.
They have, some of them have penguins, some have snowmen. One has Feliz Navidad with a cactus these are seriously ugly. Happy Elf and Holiday.
My little boy, Liam, my 5-year-old, found an ugly sweater for me for Christmas that he really liked. It's a brown sweater with a Yeti on it. And
perfect.
Yeah, exactly.
My mother's entire wardrobe would fit into this.
Really? Yeah.
My mother has unbelievably ugly, with snowmen and whatever. And my sister-in-law,
nice.
The two of them together. Yeah.
I'm a fan of the ugly sweater.
What can I tell you? So there we go. All right. Today in history, if you haven't been dealing with Bradley Cooper's hair, in 1492, guess what Columbus did?
Sailed the ocean blue.
Well, and he discovered Hispaniola, which is now Haiti. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Did you know
that
Hispaniola was Haiti?
Yep.
How smart are you?
Well,
geography.
Not very good at geography.
1560, Charles the Ninth succeeded as King of France on the death of Francis II. In 1782, the first native U.S. president. That's pretty interesting, right? Everybody else had been born someplace else. Yeah. Martin Van Buren was born in, do you know where he's born?
I don't. I would guess
Kinderhook, New York.
Okay.
I have no idea where Kinderhook, New York is, but it's in New York.
Hmm. Interesting.
In 91, Mozart died at the age of 35.
Died of pneumonia, I believe.
Yeah. Remember, what was the guy's name who played, not Gary.
Amadeus
and,
movie.
Yeah. And F. Murray Abraham played Salieri and got an Oscar for it.
Yep.
Napoleon arrived in Paris to command forces to invade England on this day. Well, this was a serious political day. In 1812, day he left his army as they were retreating from Russia.
Oh, wow. So you kind of saw both ends of the spectrum.
Both parts of it, the coming and the going.
Wow.
U.S. President Polk triggered the gold rush of 1849 by confirming the fact that gold had been discovered in California. Do you know how long the gold rush lasted?
No, I'm not aware.
Right. 6 weeks. Not very much.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, I thought it went on for years.
Yeah, I did too. Wow, that's surprising.
Albert Einstein was granted a visa, making it possible for him to travel to the U.S., the idea being that our between us and the Russians, we got better German scientists than they did.
Right.
Prohibition came to an end when Utah became the 36th state to ratify the 21st Amendment to the U.S. Constitution in 1933. So Prohibition is, not that long. Well, it's 80 years ago. 81
years ago. Not really that long ago in the grand scheme of things,
The first, here's a good one. You'll like this one. The first push-button control garage opened in, would you like to guess where?
New York.
Good guess, Washington, D.C.
Oh, okay.
It seems that things opening and closing from a distance should be Washington, D.C.
Good point.
Right?
Good point.
The space probe Venus 1 orbiting Venus became beaming back its first information picture of the planet today. And Orion apparently was launched this morning, so that's
okay, so it did get off.
Auspicious.
Okay.
Yeah. Something dropped in the ocean, but I think it was just the cone that was supposed to.
Okay.
This day in history, John Lennon gave his last interview with Jonathan Coat of Rolling Stone.
Wow. Okay.
See, this is a really political day. East Germany's former leaders were placed under house arrest in 1989.
Okay.
Here, you'll like this one. The iTunes music store reached 300 million applications downloaded. And guess how many years ago it was? It's this day, but guess how many years ago?
Boy, 4 or 5 years ago, maybe?
Good guess.
Six
years ago.
Okay, sure.
300 million. I'll bet you they're over, a billion now.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure they crossed that billion threshold last year.
I think a while ago.
Yeah. I remember when they had the countdown going. So
This will continue to make you believe that this is a political day. I mean, it really does make you believe in, I guess, horoscopes or something. Martin Van Buren, obviously, we said, was the first native-born American and was born today. George Custer Custer's
General
last stand.
General Custer, yeah.
Yeah, in 1839. Little Richard, whose real name is Richard Wayne Penniman, Margaret Cho, who's not political, she's a, and Walt Disney was born today in 1901.
Oh,
do you know
wow.
what his middle name was?
No.
I didn't either. Elias.
Oh, interesting. That's not what I would have guessed.
Him, I remember, there's a book called, I think, 20 Modern Americans. Did you read that in social studies?
I don't think so. No, it doesn't sound familiar.
He's in there. And
okay.
he was, yeah, 20 Modern Americans, of people who really made a difference. And the reason he came up supposedly with Mickey Mouse, I can't believe I know this kind of stuff, is that he was an artist, obviously. He was an illustrator, and he was working in his garage, and there was no heat. And there was a mouse. And he looked at the mouse, and that's where Mickey came from.
No kidding, wow.
Yeah, and if you oh. look at the early huh. drawings that he did, they were much, they look, that Mickey
more
looked very rodent-esque.
Yeah,
yeah
uh-huh.
much, much more rodent-esque.
Sure.
And he sort of evolved in this much smoother, chunkier, rounder face.
Right.
Kind
right.
of more lovable figure later on. But the original ones, well, he looked very much, he actually looked like much more like a rat than a mouse. But
okay.
very much,
okay.
and with whiskers and the whole thing.
Huh.
And I think even Donald even then didn't have pants.
That's right. We were talking about that one day.
Yeah, well, yeah. That, remember,
the Winnie the Pooh, that's right.
Winnie the Pooh, they said, what, in Poland can't be in the children's park because it didn't have appropriate clothing.
Oh, boy. I forgot about
Neither,
that.
Teddy cool. bears don't, yeah. and Donald Ducks, and none of Huey, Dewey, or Louie did. I mean, you know, we've got real problems with
that. I don't think any of that. The duck
or Daisy
people
didn't
did
either.
Yeah, none of the duck people did.
Does Daisy wear a dress? Daisy may wear a dress.
I think you might be right about that. I think
it's the boys who are wandering around
boys,
going commando.
Uncle Scrooge and
yeah. Whole, although I think commando means no underwear. I don't know that means no pants.
True. Kinderhook, New York. By the way, is up right near Albany, New York.
So. Yeah, I figured it was up north. So. All right, folks, this day in history, I got to mess with Bradley Cooper's hair, so it'll probably be in the Guinness Book of World Records, or at least hairstyles we have known. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
A show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red products on sale now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.